to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the Divine Valley of Highest Peace. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Soul Inspirations. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagawan, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. The time right now in our studio is 11:07 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 21st of June 2018. The weather in the ashram is very pleasant and good. Right now it's cloudy, but later in the day sometimes it will be bright sunshine, sun, clouds. Mixture of both sun and cloud. It's like both sun and cloud are playing the game of hide and seek. A good time to use the cliche. Alright, today in the segment Soul Inspiration, I am going to play for you a talk by Brother Sharad, who at the time when he gave this talk in Institute Auditorium was doing his MA degree, post-graduation MA degree. And in the talk, he'll be talking about patriotism. Yes. But the talk will be in a while from now. But before the talk, I want to share with you a couple of incidents from early 1940s. All right. The first incident happened in the year 1943. And these incidents are based on the topic, that is patriotism and Indian freedom struggle. The first incident that I am going to talk happened in the year 1943. Well, in that year, Swami was just 18. A teenager, Satya. Teenager Satya he was. So the incident goes like this. In the year 1943, Swami had a classmate. His name was Abdul Khadr. And that year, Indians were in full swing, fighting against Britishers, fighting with Britishers for freedom. And at that time, Indians were asking for a home rule. They wanted, home rule means they wanted that India will be ruled by Britain, but there will be a self-rule among the people. So Indians were at that point of time fighting for this. And this Abdul Khadr, who was Swami's classmate, wanted to get involved in freedom struggle. He wanted to stop his education and fully get involved in freedom struggle. And for this, he wanted to ask the opinion of Satya, who was 18 at the time. So Abdul Khadr asked Satya, and Satya, that is our beloved Swami, told Abdul Khadr, see, if you want to take part in freedom struggle, you take part. If you don't want, you don't take part. But whatever it is, 4 years from now, that is in the year 1947, August 15th, India will get complete independence. Well, dear listeners, this incident happened in 1943, and at that time, Indians were just fighting for home rule. They were not even thinking of complete independence. They were asking for a home rule. But Swami, the teenager, announced that 4 years from then, India will get complete independence. Well, this was incident number one. Another incident related to this I wanted to share. That happened in the year 1950. 1950 January. Well, in the month of January, India was not yet a republic nation. And in that month, Swami's elder sister Parvatamma delivered a girl, baby girl. And Swami named the baby girl as Swarajya Lakshmi. Beg your pardon, Samrajya Lakshmi. Swami named her as Samrajya Lakshmi. And what this name means is Goddess Lakshmi showering her wealth on a sovereign nation, on a Samrajya. Samrajya means sovereign nation, sovereign republic nation. And India was not yet republic that time. This happened in January 1950. So Swami's mother, Ishwaramma, asked Swami whether Swami got confused because Samrajya Lakshmi didn't mean anything at that point of time. But Swami told, Satya told, no, it should be Samrajya Lakshmi. And this happened on 14th of January 1950. Parvatamma had delivered the baby girl on 14th of January. And just 12 days from then, that's on 26th of January, India was declared republic. Well, then the name holds good. So Swami, in the beginning itself, knew what was going to happen and named the baby girl accordingly. All right, dear listeners, these two incidents I wanted to share. And now let me play for you the talk that I have planned to play today. That's the talk is given by Brother Sharad. And at the time when he gave this talk in Institute Auditorium, he was pursuing his MA degree. Have a listen, please, and I'll be back again on the other side, the other end of the talk.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Swami's lotus feet, Sai Ram to all of you. Janani Janma Bhumishcha Swargadapi Gariyasi, so said Lord Rama. Our Swami goes on to say, Yadvada Prapanchani ke Adashnyamaina Adarnyamaina Asankhyaka Maharishilu Medhavulu Tyagamurtilu Yugapurushulu Mahatmalu Punyatmalu Janminchina Punya Bhumi Dhanya Bhumi Tyagabhumi Yoga Bhumi Mana Matru Bhumi. After having listened to both of these lines, I'm sure one of the feeling that will be going is yes, we are unique as Indians. Yes, we are unique. Because we have a purpose. The purpose for the entire humanity to stand as the exemplary citizens of this great nation. But at this moment, our nation doesn't seem to be on the march towards its purpose. Why? Everywhere, at personal as well as at the structural levels, there is some kind of insecurity that every man and woman of this country experiences. History is the solution for all the current problems. History is what defines us. History is what makes us perseverant. History is what defines our very existence on this earth. Owing to the value of history, I would like to narrate three instances from the history which has changed our country's course of history. First, I'd like to speak about the great king, Porus, the more popularly known as King Purushottam, but by the Westerners known as Porus. We all know Alexander the Great, but how did he get this title, the Great? It is after conquering many victims of his. And one of the victims happens to be our Indian king, Porus. Porus was so mighty with his soldiers and army and his kingdom that even Alexander feared to near him. But owing to the neighborhood relations which were turbulent for Porus, the king Ambi, He was one who was jealous of King Porus' might and power. Thus, he felt that as Alexander has the thoughts of conquering this nation, let me just fulfill my personal conspiracy against him. Ambi went on to share all the military secrets of Porus to Alexander, and thus Alexander, with all his military preparedness, waited for an opportune moment at the banks of River Jhelum, popularly known as Hydaspes. The Battle of Hydaspes was waited to be performed. Both the armies were waiting for the moment, but it was the trickery of Alexander where he made it look like there was no battle that was going to take place. He was just waiting in a secrecy for Porus to get exposed from his kingdom and come far from his kingdom. Porus felt that something was going wrong and there was somebody who is a threat to his kingdom. Thus Porus, with all his army, cavalry and infantry, reached Hydaspes. And it was the time of monsoon, thus the banks were slushy and muddy. Our Indian traditional military were not trained enough to fight under those conditions. But Alexander, on the other hand, was prepared with his modern managerial techniques of military. When both were face to face, owing to the huge size of the army and unsuitable conditions, Porus' army went into some sort of confusion as soon as the attack began. Alexander thought that this was the right moment to crush the opponent. And when Alexander opened the attack, the inner confusions became even more and the entire army fled away. Even at that moment of weakness, Porus stood alone and fought the opponent. Porus fought till the end, that even Alexander started to admire his bravery and valor. At the point of weakness, that is when Porus' throat began to parch with thirst for water, at that moment he surrendered. Alexander felt he was more than an enemy. Thus he asked, "O opponent, what is that you want? We generally don't ask the captured soldier what he wants, but I ask you." To this, Porus' reply was, "Treat me like a king." And owing to his bravery, Alexander went on to give him the title of Sartap. Here again, we find that again in the later part of Porus' life, Porus wanted to come out of this and again regain his kingdom. But in that process, it led to his defeat and death. So here is an instance where an Indian ruler helping a foreign invader to conquer his own country. Next, I would like to speak about one of our most popular kings, Prithviraj. Prithviraj, as we all know, was a mighty king. But it so happened that during his tenure, he eloped with one of the daughter of King Jayachandra. Jayachandra therefore developed enmity towards King Prithviraj. Thus he also waited for a moment to fulfill his revenge. When Prithviraj was in his heyday time, at that point of time, Muhammad Ghori was the ruler who wanted to annex India. Thus, Muhammad Ghori, when first attacked India, he felt that Prithviraj was too very strong to be approached. Thus, he again fled back as soon as the war started. As he was fleeing out of the battlefield, Prithviraj felt, as per the code of conduct of war, it would not be good to attack an enemy who is running for his own life. Thus, he remained silent and a witness to Muhammad Ghori's running. But it is just like the snake, which even after being fed with milk, spills poison when it has to bite. Similarly, Muhammad Ghori did the same when Jayachandra revealed all the military secrets of Prithviraj. Thus, Prithviraj was crushed at the opportune moment by Muhammad Ghori at his time of weakness. Another instance where Indian was not loyal to his own nation. Third and the most popular one and the most emotional one too. It is when Siraj Udola was controlling large places of India, large regions of India in the northern places. At that point of time, Robert Clive, along with East Indian Company soldiers, came to India and his only aim was to get over Siraj Udola. When Siraj Udola was approached by Robert Clive, he saw that Siraj Udola himself was having as much as ammunition and military power as that of East Indian Company, and much more than that. So, when the battle was about to take place, it was a monsoon time. Siraj Udola, along with his army, had got all the necessary ammunition and gunpowder, and British had also come prepared. But British anticipated the monsoon situations and had come with large amount of tarpaulin. Thus, they could safeguard the ammunition before the war began. But on the other hand, our Indian conditions were such that we were not prepared and the entire gunpowder became wet. Thus, this led to another crushing defeat of Siraj Udola. But here comes the main instance. When Siraj Udola was dragged in the streets of Delhi after the defeat, Robert Clive was dragging along with other surviving soldiers. When this was happening, lakhs and lakhs of Indians were witness to the scene of their own king being dragged. Robert Clive enters in his diary that, "If only when we were dragging Siraj Udola, each soldier would have picked up a pebble and thrown at us, we would have drowned in the ocean of pebbles." This is another instance where our own countrymen could not be loyal to our own nation. So, what is the lack in all the three stories that I just narrated? It is the patriotism, the loyalty to the nation. But how do we achieve patriotism at the first place? Standing here, I do not have any right to advise. But on the other hand, as a fellow traveler in the same boat, I can share my feelings. So from heart, I would like to just share a few feelings. That we all know here, seated, that what we are doing. At the moment, I am doing this, I am doing that. But do we have a purpose for the what? Do we have the why for the what? If only we were to dwell on the why component, then we shall know that our sojourn on earth is not limited to our personal pursuits of goals. But whatever we are doing should have a purpose, so that when our limbs fail to get up, when our mind fails to think, the purpose can make us feel. Thus, Swami goes on to tell that the purest feeling is that for love for God. And when love for God is there, then fear for sin will automatically emerge. Thus, what we have to do is cultivate this love for God with true surrender to Swami. Once we have that, patriotism shall follow. And patriotism shall define the purpose for our life. And patriotism shall no longer remain a concept, but shall become the very undercurrent that shall become the defining moments of our lives. Thus, without patriotism, it will be just like criticizing the food which feeds our hunger and saves us from starvation. Thus, patriotism is not a necessary condition, nor is a sufficient condition, but is a moral condition. Here, I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude to my history sir, our Vishweshwar sir, who has for 2 long years taught us, his students, the value of history in the true spirit of history as a true patriot of this great nation. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. So, dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. I'm Raghu from Radio Sai team, and this is the segment Soul Inspiration. The short talk, short and inspiring talk that you listen to just now was given by Brother Sharad in Institute Auditorium, and at the time when he gave this talk, he was pursuing his MA degree. I hope you all like the talk. Alright, now it's time for next segment of the show. I place this segment at Swami's lotus feet, and I'll be back again next Thursday at 11 a.m. In a while from now, you'll be joined by Brother Bishu for Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Jai Sai Ram.
Sairam, dear listeners, here is a happy announcement about a new audio offering from Radio Sai. Melodic stories, instrumental Sai bhajans, embellished with stirring stories. Starting from June 23, 2018, every month on RadioSai.org, you will find a new instrumental Sai bhajan interlaced with moving anecdotes to help us connect with our Sai deeply and soulfully. So watch out for the 23rd of every month on RadioSai.org. Sai Ram.
Oh, डाल पर सोने की चिड़िया करती है बसेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा। जहां सत्य अहिंसा और धर्म का पग पग लगता डेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा, वो भारत देश है मेरा। जय पहले आकर डाले अपना।